Life Audio.
You are listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 29, a summary of knowing God as Father plus affirmations. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in their father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Now, you may have heard the phrase, God is a father to the fatherless. Whether you have been a member of a church for some time or you are completely new to Christianity, this can sound a bit ambiguous and difficult to understand. How can an invisible God be a father? This does not make rational sense. He does not audibly talk. We cannot physically touch him. We cannot see him. It is difficult to comprehend how this promise in God's word can be true. That is why this past season of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast has focused on highlighting the characteristics of God. If we know God's characteristics, we can see tangible examples of how an invisible God can father us. In this episode, I want to simply look back so that we can move forward. I want you to remember all of the ways we have learned to see God's hand in our lives. And I also want to leave you with a few affirmations that you can memorize and recite or simply listen to in order to remind yourself that God is our Heavenly Father. In episode 12, we talked about the love of God the Father. We zeroed in on the fact that an omniscient God, knowing our habits, issues, quirks, sin patterns, etc., said, I want her here. God knew everything about us. He knew how we would struggle. He knew our tendency to doubt and question. He knew our weaknesses and struggles with temptation. God knew everything about us, and yet he said, I choose you, Sarah, Kia, Diane, Beth, I want you here for a reason. Your life matters and has meaning. Even if your biological father has not communicated this to you, your Heavenly Father has documented his unchanging thoughts concerning you in his word. You are loved. You are wanted. You are valued by God. And that is enough. In episode 13, we talked about the accessibility of God. We were reminded that every believer has been given 24-hour access to God, not as strangers, but as beloved daughters. This is accessibility. Whereas your father may have failed you, don't allow that reality to color your perspective of who God is. God is accessible. When we reach out for him, he is always available. We will never get a voicemail message, receive an email laced with rejection, or fail to get a return text because God is accessible to us. We don't have to stand in line or get a ticket. We don't have to meet any prerequisites before we communicate with God. He is never inconvenienced or bothered. He is always ready and willing to spend time with us because he is accessible. He can handle whatever we bring to him and will be eagerly waiting to spend time with you. In episode 14, we talked about God being a provider. We learned that God is able to be a provider for us, but it may require us to stop trying to resolve and control things on our own. Ouch and amen. It may mean that we need to sit in the tension of the unknown while believing against gnawing doubt that God will provide all of our needs, just like the Bible says he will. By relinquishing control and choosing to trust, we can embrace God's provision. He is able to provide all of our needs, whether those needs are emotional or physical or mental. He is a good provider, not for some, but for all who choose to place their trust in him. God shall supply all of your needs, and ain't nothing on the other side of all. In episode 17, we looked at God the Father being faithful. We discovered that to say God is faithful is to acknowledge God is not like man. Thank goodness for that. He is everywhere at once, has all power, and is always with us. He is big enough to resolve the woes of mankind and have an awareness of how the circumstances of our individual lives intersect with a much larger plan to communicate who he is to humanity. He has an infinite view of my life circumstances and how my life fits into his overall plan for the world. To say that God is faithful is a choice that we can either choose to believe or not choose to believe. If we choose to believe that he is faithful and can be trusted, that he is not like man, when the challenges of our lives look absolutely dismal, we can still see the faithfulness of God. We are able to relinquish the semblance of control that we think we have and we really do not have it, and trust that God knows what he is doing. And he can do in our lives better than what we could do for ourselves. He has a plan and he can be trusted. His promises, words, and vows are all true. He does not lie. He is loyal and constant. He is reliable. He can be trusted in and depended on. In episode 18, we looked at the affirmation of God. We were reminded of the fact that we are no accident. Nothing about us is a mistake. Not our intellect, not our mind, not our nose, not our hair, not our body type. Nothing about us is a mistake. God envisioned us and formed everything about us in our mother's womb. Your intellect, your personality, your Enneagram, your strengths and weaknesses, your hair, your skin color, your body type. Fill in the blank. God wanted you here. He says what he created is wonderful, splendid, set apart, distinct and different. God made an intentional decision on purpose to form you. And he says you are wonderful. Every single day of your life, every minute, every second, every hour of the day, you are wonderful. Through the pages of scripture, God affirms us always. We must believe this in the silence of what we long to hear our fathers say, or the noise of what they and others may have projected onto us. If those words do not line up with the word of God, then that is a lie. God affirms us through his word, and his opinion is the one that matters over everyone else. In episode 19, we talked about the goodness of God. We saw that God takes bad things in this life and he uses them with the good things for his purpose in the earth. He does not create bad things, but he does allow bad things to happen in our lives. This does not make him bad. He remains God, and since he remains good, working all things together for an eternal purpose, our challenge is to believe it. Everything in our life does not have to look, feel, or appear good in order for God to be good. Every day we are given reminders of his goodness that we often take for granted, myself included. The breath in our body is a reminder of his goodness. The words throughout the pages of scripture are a reminder of his goodness. Each new day reminds us that God is good. Birds chirping, wind blowing, the sun rising and falling in the sky are all reminders that God is good. Provision, mercy, forgiveness, salvation, grace, peace, joy, unconditional love, sis, these are all reminders that God is good. And these reminders remain constant no matter what we face in this life. Hear me. God is good. When we doubt the goodness of God, we need only reflect on these reminders that do not ever change. Remember, God is good. In episode 22, we talked about the mercy of God. God's radical, audacious, unexplainable, compassionate love motivates him to be merciful to you and me. If you've ever found yourself doubting whether or not God loved you, you need only to look to the last thing you needed forgiveness for and realize that that is a blatant reminder that you are loved lavishly by God. He does not condemn, blame, or reject you. He loves you lavishly. But for every person that is a recipient of God's mercy, that is also a simultaneous reminder that we are loved by God, the Father. He loves us so much that he gives us abundant opportunities to have our sin slate wiped clean by the blood of Christ Jesus. No one else in our lives will ever be that merciful. Everyone else has a limit. And trust me, if you have not experienced it, you will. Parents, bosses, friends, fans, and spouses all have limits. But God's mercy never, ever runs out. He stands waiting to receive us if we are willing to accept the mercy that he so freely gives. In episode 23, we talked about God and his concern for you. See, sometimes God feels distant and unconcerned about us, but that does not mean he's not concerned. He may be preparing us for something that's coming down the pike that we cannot see. God is a master teacher and a perfect heavenly father. He knows what it will take to mold and shape us into the people we are ultimately destined to be. This is why sometimes he feels distant, but in our times of despair and difficulty, God is closer than we think. Know this, you are cared for today and every day of your life, whether you feel like it or not. No matter what we face, and we have already been told in God's word that we will face hard things. Trouble is going to come to all of us. No matter what we face, and we've already been told that in this life, we will face hard things. Trouble is going to come to you and to me. But let's choose to believe that God, our Heavenly Father, is concerned about us. In episode 24, we talked about the characteristics of God being omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Omniscient means knowing all things, not some things or a few things, but all things. Having complete or unlimited knowledge, awareness, or understanding, perceiving all things. God knows everything, and his knowledge of everything includes you and me. God is intimately knowledgeable about us. Omnipresent means God is everywhere at once. We cannot comprehend this through our limited, finite human understanding. He is not in a place as we are in a place. One commentator said God's being is altogether different from physical matter. He exists on a plane wholly distinguishable from the one readily available to the five senses. Omnipotent means all powerful. His power is limitless. There is nothing that he cannot do. Nothing and no one is a match for God. He has the ability to do anything that he wills without exerting effort. Knowing God is our Heavenly Father means we can embrace and be comforted by the fact that he is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent in our lives. In episode 27, we talked about God being a guide. God often uses those in leadership over us to provide guidance. God also provides guidance through the Holy Spirit. God guides us through his word. God guides us through prayer. And God guides the humble. God, our Heavenly Father, is a guide, but he cannot guide us if we're unwilling to listen. If you have ever felt like you were at a disadvantage in life because of the absence of your father's guidance, sis, know that God, your Heavenly Father, will guide you. You will lack nothing. You lack nothing. Know that God, your Heavenly Father, guides you. You lack nothing. He can give you the wisdom you need to not only survive, but thrive in this life. So let's swallow our pride and embrace his guidance in our lives. And finally, in episode 28, we looked at the patience of God. God is waiting patiently as our loving and good Heavenly Father. He wants what is best for us, but he wants us to choose him and his ways of our own volition, not begrudgingly or by way of force. And so he patiently waits on you and me to turn to him instead of everything and everyone else that we're tempted to turn to. The motivation for God to wait on us is rooted in his great love for us. He is always believing and wanting the best for us. Let me offer you a word of advice. If you are running from God, stop. If you are rebelling against God, stop. If you are angry with God, let it go. Trust that his will and his way is good and believe that he has good things in store for you. He's waiting on you to choose him today. When you are tempted to doubt God as a Heavenly Father in your life, I encourage you to reflect on the following affirmations. God, your Heavenly Father, loves and envisioned you. For you created my inner being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalms 139:13. God, your Heavenly Father, is accessible to you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. God, your Heavenly Father, is a provider for you. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. God, your Heavenly Father, is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and believe. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7, 9. God, your heavenly Father, affirms you. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalms 139, 14. God, your heavenly Father, is good. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and 28. God, your heavenly Father, is merciful. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Psalms 145 and 9. God, your heavenly Father, is concerned about you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 7. God, your heavenly Father, is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Jeremiah 23, 23 through 24. God, your heavenly Father, guides you. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James 1, 5. God, your heavenly Father, is patient with you. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Psalms 103 and 8. Sis, if you are still questioning how God can be a father to humanity, go back and review the previous episodes of this podcast. Grab a journal and look for tangible examples of these characteristics of God in your life, because I promise you they are there if you just open your eyes and open your heart and open your mind to see them. I would venture to guess that you will not have to look hard to trace God's compassionate hand and his tender care in your life. His influence is unmistakable. I encourage you to abandon every preconceived notion of what you think of God as a father should look like in your life. Ask God to show you how he is fathering you right now, today. Do your own word study on the attributes of God for yourself, but most importantly, commune with God. Get to know him. Open your Bible, study your Bible, talk to him, be honest. Ask him to be a heavenly Father for you. He is able to do immeasurably more than anything we could ask or imagine. You've been listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 29, a summary of knowing God as Father, plus affirmations. I hope this episode has been an encouragement to you, and I want you to know whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't even know who he is. Sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed. Hope to be secure. Hope to be free. Completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 29 of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast. I'm your host, Kia Stevens. If you're benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate and comment and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure to check out the links associated with this podcast so you can access several free resources for you. Also, I'm excited to announce that I will be publishing my first book, For Women with Father Wounds, on March 7th, 2023. So be sure and subscribe to my blog at www.kiastevens.com so you won't miss any updates. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you will join me for episode 30, Exchanging Father Wounds for the Love of God the Father, with Lynn Kapp.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.